Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. Good morning. Is this Officer James?
This is Officer James.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you calling in for, my man?
Well, I've just got a private matter that needs to be discussed with one of the employees of the Radio Now.
Okay. Anybody in particular? What do you need?
Well, no, I just, you know, first off, I'd just like to let you know that I do listen to your show every morning while I'm working, and I just happened to be driving by the station this morning when I noticed a black Nissan with temporary tags. They were expired.
Jesus.
That's not me.
It's not me. Alex?
Nope.
Well, I remember Liv saying she had gotten a new car on one of your shows there, you know, and I didn't want to put her in a bad spot, but the tags are expired and the law is the law. I just wanted to know if this was Liv's vehicle.
Liv.
Okay. Hold on. Is it illegal to have that?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, ma'am.
I know, but like, how illegal?
Illegal is illegal.
Oh my
God. That's
why
not
do you
true.
Do this? You
yes,
always
it
put
is.
Us in a bad light with stuff.
So wait a minute. How long ago did you get this car?
I don't know. Like maybe October.
So the usually temporary tags are like 30 days. So when did it expire?
Like today.
Today.
Today?
So 60 days later?
I don't believe it. Producer Porkchop, run outside real quick and look.
You bet I'm going to.
Key card and go actually look and see when. No, you want to be honest here? Because obviously, what's your name again?
Officer James.
Sorry. So, okay. It's not funny when it comes in the eye of the law.
I know, but I don't understand. I was told that I was going to get mailed something, and I have not been mailed anything.
Hold on, Porkchop's back.
Liv, October 29th?
Yikes.
Oh my God, that's almost a month ago that it expired.
I know, but I don't know. I was supposed to get mailed something. And I haven't been mailed anything.
So did you follow up with it? Like, you realize tomorrow's Thanksgiving Eve, and then Thursday's Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You can't do anything about this till Monday, and are you traveling this weekend?
Yes, I am traveling, and you know what? Actually, I have gotten letters from my dealership that's like, we've noticed that, like, you haven't done something. I'm just confused. There's so many things. There's title. I don't know what title is. There's registration. I don't know what registration is.
Wow.
The BMV is involved somehow. I don't know how. Like, I don't know how to do any of this.
So that means you just don't do anything? You just sit there helpless?
Well, no. I was just going to, like, wait until after the Thanksgiving holiday to figure it out.
All right. So you don't seem too nervous. But we're at my home state in Michigan. If you don't have the proper registration, like, you go to jail. Like, there's
Oh,
my God. You're too pretty for jail. Hold on. Officer James, hang on. We got other calls. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Jeff.
What were you calling? Any advice for Liv here?
Yes, I actually do. That's my forte. I do title work. So, Liv, you don't have to wait on that paper. You can just take your license to the BMV, and they would have already registered your car. So you just have to pay for your registration. They paid for your title work since you did a dealership. So you don't have to wait on anything. You need to go today because they're going to be closed. Thursday, Monday they're closed.
So you mean my driver's license? I just take my driver's license and they'll be able to give me? How much is this going to be?
What kind of car? What, do you have a new car? A 2012 or newer?
It's 2018.
But I bought it used.
It's still, if it's a new car.
Even if it's used, it's a 2018. So you're still going to pay $200 to $300.
My car is used. It's 2011. Or no, I'm sorry. It's 2013. And I was late on getting my stuff renewed and all that. And like I said, it was like $600.
How late were you on getting your stuff renewed?
Over a year.
See, but here's
the
thing.
Wait a minute. Stop. You were a year behind?
Yes.
Officer James, are you hearing these people here that are, they all need to be locked up?
This is unbelievable.
So wait a minute. I want to know what the penalty is. Like, what happens if Liv gets caught with this expired registration?
So she's going to have to pay a $20 late fee since she's past the time. But if the cop wants to be, your car will get impounded. You'll have to, go get your plate renewed before you can get them out the impound, and you're going to at least pay $150 to begin to even get your car out of the impound.
Officer James, can you extend this maybe another week or so?
Well, if she takes care of this, I'm going to be back tomorrow morning if she can take care of this today. And I just want to make sure she has a proper registration.
You're going to have to hide your car.
I'm sick to my stomach.
I'm sick for you.
I'll park in that creepy alley.
Liv.
What?
I just want to let you know that we all love you. And this is not really Officer James. That's my friend.
You're lying.
Dead serious.
Oh my God. Was almost in tears. I'm not kidding. I was like, are you kidding me? This can't happen right before the holidays. I can't get in trouble with the law.
Hey, Jimmy, thank you so much for calling in, man. You did awesome. Hey,
no problem.
Jimmy!
Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Sorry
Jimmy,
about that, Liv.
Jimmy, it's your mother. All right. Wow. Good job there, Liv. Seriously, though, that is pork chop. Brilliant idea right there to get her her stuff renewed. Liv, you got to get your crap together.
That scared me.
It should scare you because
well,
it's
I'm
legit breaking
gonna,
law.
Well, now I don't have to go because no cop actually saw it.
Is that really? Did you not just learn a lesson?
How does she learn nothing? It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.